We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Well, Democrats, man, they are pumped. They're going to get everybody Medicare for all. It's going to be awesome.
And it's going to be free, too, I'll bet.
Totally free. Nobody will have to pay for it till after the election.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Heritage Foundation did an analysis and they said, yeah, you know, you can have the totally free healthcare, but the problem is that the average tax rate in European countries that have the totally free healthcare is over 50%.
That's a half in Common Core math.
Yeah, that's like, oh, it's more than half. Even in Common Core math, it is most of the time.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. I mean, and when you have Anderson Cooper pointing this out, that, you know, hey, you know, the taxes are much higher in Europe. He doesn't say how higher, because how much higher, because the Democrats would flip.
You know what? We should apply Common Core math to things that the Democrats want to propose, because then you'd have to explain how you get your answer.
Yes, in excruciating detail.
Exactly.
In soul-killing detail.
Would probably wipe out the Amazon rainforest with the paper it would require, though, but there is that.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Common Core math, see, that's the problem is that Democrats that support this Medicare for all don't know what it is. That's because, as I point out all the time, their media keeps them dumb. That's the primary purpose, to keep them dumb, keep them uninformed, move the herd forward. Listen to this. I mean, this is how deluded these people are, or delusional. Nearly 3 out of every 4 Democrats believe Medicare for All, their Medicare for All program the Democrats are proposing, includes an option for people to keep their private insurance if they like it. Golly, these people fell for the, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Man, they're still ready to believe.
So if it works once, let's just do it again.
Yeah, they're so dang dumb. Okay, so, that's after, what, PolitiFact gives the lie of the year to Obama?
Yeah.
If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Not true. How about this is going to decrease the cost of health care premiums on average for family of 4 by $2,600 a year. Our health care premiums more than doubled. 104% increase. Even in Common Core math, that's more than doubling. Well, this time I'm going to get to keep my health care. No, you're not. Medicare for All, this is from a new poll, also known as single payer, consists of one government-run program. There's only one that provides every American with Medicare coverage. So one. That's not like one program plus your private health insurance paid for by someone else. That's one program. Bernie Sanders has acknowledged on national television, as has Horizontal Harris, that you're going to have to give up your health plan. Single-payer programs require that people drop private insurance providers and sign on to the government-run health care plan. The majority of Democrats, 73%, believe that Medicare for All allows people to cover government-backed insurance if they want to. According to a Navigator research poll released Monday, Republicans are less confused on the issue, with 55% believing that Medicare for All requires each person to drop their private insurance and switch to the government-run program. Are they not always telling us how dumb and ignorant we are?
Oh, absolutely.
But we seem to understand this here. There's a majority, 55%, are like, no, you don't get to keep your private health care. Who is better educated on this issue? Us xenophobic, racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic morons, apparently. God, they live in a world of delusion. Now, here's the key part, Lee. The confusion may explain a discrepancy in Medicare for All polling, you think? At 51%, just over half of Americans support Medicare for All program. But when asked about a Medicare program that covers every American but eventually destroys the private health insurance market, 53% oppose such a plan. Americans also tend to oppose a single-payer program if told it will lead to higher taxes and longer wait times, two hallmarks of such a program pretty much everywhere else it's practiced. Here's a link to another article on this. Is Associated Press, a liberal publication. Americans, this is a separate article, Americans like the idea of Medicare for All, but support flips to disapproval by the majority if it would result in higher taxes or longer wait times. So, y'all, but man, they're out there. They have this. It's a human right. Well, like to what?
Yeah.
It's a human right to pay more. That's what that is.
Yeah. And to have to wait for it and probably not get some of the procedures you need.
Tara, you just make this stuff up. You're just slinging Republican Party rhetoric. No, not actually. Here's Bernie Sanders. He'll explain.
The taxes in many of those countries are much higher than they are, the individual personal taxes much higher than they are in the United States.
Yeah, but I suspect that a lot of people in this country would be delighted to pay more in taxes if they had health, if they had comprehensive health care as a human right.
Just having something as a, considering something a comprehensive human right does not necessarily make it happen. Or make it good. And I'd still challenge, and for those of you doubters, if you think that a national healthcare system is the way to go, I challenge you to go to some of the British newspaper websites, Daily Mail, The Guardian, several others, The Sun, and just look almost on a daily basis at the horrific and needless deaths of British citizens because they can't get a procedure done or because something was misdiagnosed on a daily basis. And listen, I understand mistakes happen. Doctors make mistakes. But this happens on a regular basis with the national healthcare system, and it is because of their national healthcare system that this happens. That's what will happen if we nationalize and have a comprehensive healthcare plan like Bernie's talking about that is run by the government.
And here's the thing. People fundamentally understand this when it's explained to them. It's from the AP article. Majority of Americans like the idea of Medicare for All, but support flips to a majority disapproval if it would result in higher taxes or longer wait lines. So here's how it worked. 56% support for Medicare for All, 42% against. Okay. But then when people were asked about, you know, the impact, support increased when people were told Medicare for All would guarantee health insurance as a right, 71%, and eliminate premiums and reduce out-of-pocket costs, 67% supported it then. But if they were told that a government-run system could lead to delays in getting care or higher taxes, support plunged to 26%.
Yeah. Reality kicks in.
Yeah. Support fell to 32% if it would threaten the current Medicare program. Here's some dude from Harvard pointing out the obvious. The issue that will be really fundamental would be the tax issue, said Robert Blendon, a professor at Harvard.
Well, that took a PhD
well,
to figure
yeah,
out.
Well, yeah, genius. What do I get my Harvard fellowship?
Yeah, really.
I know. I could have figured that one out. Yeah. So this is not going to be hard to knock down. When you hear these talking heads go, Trump should have a hard time. American people want Medicare for All. No, they don't. Not the plan that the Democrats are pushing. Here's another problem. Most working-age people currently covered by an employer said they would be able to keep their current plan under the government-run system. Nope. Only 37% correctly answered they would not. Once they found out they couldn't keep it, they're like, oh, heck no. And by the way, Lee, none of this even touches on the fact that they literally cannot pay for this.
Yeah.
They can't. They can't pay for this. Their only plan is to borrow money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.